Well, as we wrap up what's going on inside agriculture, with the heat of the summer, there's parts of the country that are seeing triple-digit temperatures. As a matter of fact, that happened yesterday in Williston, Dickinson, and Hettinger, North Dakota, with them getting up to 105 at Hettinger and 103 and 102 at Williston and Dickinson. Well, of course, in North Carolina, says the hot weather's uncomfortable for pigs as well as people. Now, that's why it's important to have their buildings air-conditioned and facilities with adequate airflow.
When it's 100 degrees outside, we have technology that helps us keep the inside of the barns cooler. So here in eastern North Carolina, we use an evaporative cooling system called Cool Cells, and we're pulling quantities of air at a speed through a wet material, and that will, especially if it's not really humid, can potentially drop the internal temperature 20 degrees. If it's a really high humidity day, it might only be 15 degrees. But I'll tell you, if it's 90 degrees outside and it's 75 degrees inside the barn, boy, I want to be working in the barn, as does everybody else.
Well, the Wheat Care Initiative, which is a joint effort of the National Pork Board and National Pork Producers Council, helps producers demonstrate their commitment to ethical principles and animal well-being. Archer says that translates through barn in the marketplace.
People on the farm are certified in pork quality assurance, making sure that animal welfare component and animal well-being is really focused on. But we also focus on that during transport quality assurance, which is also making sure that our animals are comfortable, making sure that they're safe, and making sure that we're meeting their needs on the road, not just in the barn.
And again, inside agriculture, I'm Farm Director Terry Loomis.